listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
The way you created our lives to be. We thank you in advance that victory is our lifestyle. That's where we live. That's where we breathe. That's where we operate in. We just want to thank you in advance for everything that's going to take place today. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your glory. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your healing virtue and power that is manifesting in such a way that no matter where you are, you can feel his presence. No matter where you are, you know that he loves you. And we just thank you in advance that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us will be shown to be in the wrong. They'll be shown to be the liar. And we are the victor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You may be seated. What's next Sunday? Resurrection Sunday. Some call it Easter, some call it Resurrection Sunday. Either way, it's a holiday. But we just want to thank you, Father, for dying for us and rising again so that we could operate in your newness and newness of life. It's just a good place to be. So I added another. This is an adjustment. We were looking at Back to the Future, but what I recognized from last week, it was a lot of questions about the mind. So this is section one, six steps to renewing our minds. So you know how you do part one and part two? This part two. This is the sequel. Six steps to renewing our mind. That thing was messing with some people. Your head, your mindset. So look at this. Letting God transform us. Now, this is why the enemy is after your mind, because write this down. Change takes place on the inside before it's manifested on the outside. Change takes place on the inside before it's manifested on the outside. So what that means is I have to have a change in my thinking that will manifest on the outside, meaning that people will be able to see it. You'll be able to see, people will be able to see a change in your life. But that change took place because you thought different, and then your actions started lining up with how you were thinking. So don't look for the outside to change first. In any area of our lives,
If we want to be more blessed financial, we got to start thinking a different way. In our health, it's in here first. In our relationships, guess where it is? It's in here first. This is an easy quiz. Y'all get straight A's on this one. Right, Sean? We can get straight A's on this one. All right, so look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and this is a New Living Translation. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Now, I didn't write that, but God's word says it. Now, think about this now. Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, but let God transform you. Are we willing to let that happen? Are we willing to allow him to transform us? Yeah, y'all look a little funny at me. It says, transform us into a new person by changing the way you think. Some of us wasn't Christians before, but something happened where God's word transformed us into being born again. Then we started to find out more about his word as we started to read it and realized that, wait a minute, shouldn't I go to church? Because you read that in his word. He said, forsake not the assembly of us together as the manner of some are. And he said that in the latter days, people will forsake coming to church or watching church or receiving church. But what else changed in your life once he changed your mind, your mindset? That's an open-ended question. But just know, you can be born again and think the same exact way, and you have the mind of Christ on the inside. And Corinthians talks about we have the mind of Christ. But if we don't tap into it, what mind we got? Ours. Uh-oh. That could be interesting. Could it? Could it be interesting? And it goes on to say in 12:2 in Romans, then you will learn. Uh-oh. This is it right here. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Now, let's break that down. So the more my mind is changed to his will and his purpose, then the more I will know God's will. So you don't have to spend a lot of time trying to ask about, well, what do you think God's will is for me? Because the more you spend time with him, how did you get to know the people that you call friends or your spouse? You spend time with them. Yeah, quality time. What's quality time? Give me a mic right here. What's quality time? He didn't just say time. He said quality time. What's quality time, sir?
Quality time is, you know, movies hang out. You're on top of each other hanging out. You're under the covers hanging out. Okay. Talking, hanging out.
Okay. All right.
You're just purely naked.
Purely naked.
Whether that's emotionally, clothes-wise, that's all quality time.
All quality time. Y'all got it? That too deep for some people? It's a proven science, guys. You know, it's a proven science. And I don't have any children in the room. But what's said during lovemaking penetrates a lot quicker and a lot stronger and is not forgotten. Because there is a connection. There is a connection between lovemaking and what is said. And I'm not just talking about hollering about how good it is. I'm talking about feelings and emotions. I love you. That love, I can say I love you without being in the bed, having marital sex. Y'all heard that word, right? Okay? But when you say it during the act, it penetrates further, and it's hard to be forgotten. I've had sessions where someone called their spouse by the wrong name. And why do you think I had a session? Because it went, it stuck, and it stayed. Just minding my own business, though. Okay, all right? Then you will learn to know God's will for you. Now, is God's will different for you, Megan and Will? God's will for each other is different because God taking into account where you are, where you need to be, and where I want you to go. So you can be married to somebody, and what God calls on them to do is different than what he calls on you to do. So that's why it's not good, it says in Corinthians, about comparing yourself to others is not wise because you're looking at whether they didn't have to do that. I struggled all my life and to get where I am. And they just was handed to them. Well, that's God's will for them. What part did you play in that struggling all my life? That's all I got to say. Talking about renewing your mind. Okay, and it says, which is good. So I just couldn't find, I looked for it, I couldn't find punishment and pain in this thing. This is God's word. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. God's will for us is perfection. He has it all set up, but we have to be there in order to get what he wants us to have. What if you're 20 miles behind where he wants you to be? And then you say he didn't answer prayer. Well, we wasn't where we were supposed to be. Have you ever spent time asking him, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to be? Every time you see me come up there and I'm in praise and worship, the first thing I ask him is, what do you want to do today? Holy Spirit, what do you want to do today? Now, I prepared. I'm ready. But if he wants to do something different, we're going to do it. Amen? I just found out that if I do it his way, I get the victory because he's guaranteed to make it happen. If I do it his way, it's a guarantee. All right, so y'all write this down. I edited it from last week. Our lives are always moving towards our strongest belief. What are you believing for? Inside, your mind is moving towards your strongest belief. You can say, I want to save $10,000 this year. And then you see a sale. That money you set aside for the sale, is your mind moving towards that $10,000 you wanted to save or towards that sale? Is it moving towards spending or is it moving towards saving? Spending. I appreciate three honest people in the room. If you're thinking about health, about getting healthier, is your mind moving towards that or is it moving towards I'll start tomorrow? But what about today? What do you think about that thing? Yeah, I'll start tomorrow. I got another honest person in the room. What about this side? When are you going to start, guys? Next paycheck. All right, okay. They put it. Just ask yourself. When you're getting ready, when you said something out of your mouth and you said you believed it in your heart, and when you move towards a direction, ask yourself, am I moving towards the direction that I believe? Am I moving towards that goal or am I moving opposite of it? Self-talk is incredible when you make it out loud. You know, when you self-talk to yourself, say it out loud and you watch what happens. Your mind has to stop to hear what your mouth has to say. All right, so I want to touch base with this one. A lot of times, this is what we should do. We should attack the source, not the symptom. Attack the source, not the symptom. And I'll explain what I mean by that. Because when we continue to attack the symptom, the source continues to grow. So what happens is, let's say, okay, because I can be real. I don't mind being real with y'all. Is that okay? I told you I gained 20 pounds over the pandemic. All right, so the symptom was the 20 pounds. But the source was me not wanting to process what I was feeling. Did y'all hear the pastor say that? Yeah. Is it okay? Yeah. And so the thing that I, what was the source of what I was feeling? It's like, okay, you know, it's like we got to make massive change at the church. We got to, this is what I'm talking about when they said we couldn't meet anymore. So then how are we going to continue to meet? What are we going to have to do? Who's going to be on board? How are we going to get it done? What will we have to buy? But what else you think a person might be thinking that's in charge of a ministry that no longer can have people come in? How are my people? What are they doing? What are they thinking? Those who come sometimes, will they continue to do something? Will they make the fall or will they make the rise? And so I'm thinking those things as I'm eating something. Uh-oh. What do y'all think I'm eating? Cookies. Cookies. Zaxby's. Where I normally get the salad, I would get the fries. Because, see, I want to look at the symptom is this, but what is the source? We want to talk about the source. So unless we deal with the source, the symptom will continue to grow. So if I didn't stop it where it was, it wouldn't be just 20 pounds. Because they're still making changes, right? Yeah. Am I lying on somebody? No. So then I made a decision. So when you don't deal with the symptom, don't deal with the source and you deal with the symptoms, you need to repent. So, Father, this is what I did when I was ready. Father, I repent for relying on the food instead of relying on you. So now that I have repented and asked for forgiveness, give me the direction I'm going to rest in as you show me what to do and how to do it. Now, you can continue to function while you're dealing with the symptom, but it will continue to grow. But when you make a decision to deal with the source, look at your health. What's going on with your health? You're taking the pill, but have you dealt with the source? Okay, let me keep going. So I'm just going to tell you. So look at the symptom as the situation, and the source as how we look at it. So remember, I gained the weight because I was looking at the symptom, but I needed to look at the source. And when I came out swinging. I came out swinging. I asked for forgiveness, and I asked them to show me. You are my source. You are. Show me. My perspective is different. So then all of a sudden, one Sunday, I come up in here, and you guys just think I'm getting ready to minister the word. And I said, we're going to knock the wall down. Knock the wall down. So now I just dealt with the source. We're going to grow. We're going to get bigger. Now is the time for us to take advantage of what's going on. Everybody else is shrinking back. It's time for us to move forward. Talk to Curly. Curly said, instead of that, won't you just knock the whole thing down? Instead of this, then won't we adjust this? But see, when you're dealing with the symptom, you don't even want to ask questions because you might not agree with, uh-oh, the truth that you're hearing. You might not be ready for iron to sharpen iron. Uh-oh. Am I lying on anybody? Can anybody identify with what? Thank you over here. Sometimes you're just not ready. But see, as long as you continue to deal with the symptom, it adds. At one time, it was 5 pounds. Then it's 7. Then it's what? Then it's what? But you can look at any area of your life like that. What symptom are you dealing with when it needs to be the source? And when you talk to God, you can tell him, you know, I know you're telling me the truth. You done sent 3 people to tell me what I already heard on the inside. But I tell you what, Lord, can you give me another day? Remember over in where they're talking about one more day with the frogs? God came to deliver them. Now, you got frogs everywhere. Y'all read it, you know, on your own time. And you got frogs everywhere. You got frogs in the bed. So it wasn't no lovemaking going on then, brother. You got frogs in the bed. What else you got? You trying to cook? Trying to flip that pizza? Can't do the pizza. Because when you flip it up, the frog go with it. Try to use the bathroom? Can't do it. Try to wash up? Can't do it. But the deliverance came. And he said, who was it? Pharaoh said, no, one more day. You can come back and get us all, get the frogs away from us tomorrow. But today, I just want to have some more fun with the frogs. Maybe he had a pet named Billy, Sally, Joe, and all that. So he just said, I'm going to hang out with them. So what's our frog? Okay, so y'all say, go on, Pastor. Just leave me alone. See, I confess my sins, and now y'all tell me to just go on. All right, so a quick review on what we started covering, about 6 steps. Thoughts always come from both inside and outside. They either come to help or to come to hurt. But there is no middle ground with your thoughts. Either you're believing something about I need help, or you're believing that I should hurt myself a little bit more. Like I did, okay? Number 2, just a quick review. We have total control over our thoughts. Now, can I share? At any time, I could have stopped that. Can't blame Curly. Can't blame you all. Can't blame God. Because I teach about how God talked to you instantly. So I can't blame him, because if I asked him, he was going to show me. We can't blame anybody else. There's no one else has control over our thoughts like we do. We're expanding. We're growing. We're doing construction. So I got to stand in this little square right here. I mean, this little, what you call it? Huh? Trapezoid. Because if I, that word kind of deep, trap, huh? Yeah. So no, you can walk up and you say, man, why I got to stand right here? Well, that's just part of growth. Part of growth. If you're going to grow, you got to change. If you're going to grow, you got to change. You can't stay the same and grow. You have to. Say have to. Now, it's your choice, your decision, whether you want to stay exactly where you are. But see, I'm making a small change now to make a massive change later. See how that happened? So don't talk about, well, you know, I need you to do this. And you don't want to do this. You don't want to grow. So let me stay exactly where I am at. Don't move. Don't go anywhere different. But growth requires sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice to get what you're believing for? It's a real question. This is a conversational church. Y'all can talk back to me. What are you willing to sacrifice so you can grow? I got one in the back. I got one up here. You got one your way right here. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
So my husband and I have sat down, and we've got our finances written down, Pastor.
That's
going in, and we know what's coming out. And we are planning to be debt-free before the year is out.
Glory.
So what we're going to sacrifice
is
eating out, fast food, because we have a lot of money going into fast food when we could be cooking.
Steadily cooking, but going out. Okay.
So you got to tell yourself, I got food at home. I got food at home. We going to cook at home.
There you go.
And so I'm going to sacrifice a little bit of Zaxby's and a little bit of Chick-fil-A, and I like Jersey Mike now, Pastor.
Okay,
so
you got
that's what we're going to do.
All right, amen. Y'all stand in agreement with her?
To be debt-free.
Okay. Wayne?
I'm going to sacrifice my downtime.
Okay.
And I'd like to relax and watch TV.
Okay.
And get more into, like, the Bible and praying.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. I got one over here and one right here. What are you willing to sacrifice so you can grow?
Willing to sacrifice downtime as well and sleep.
Okay.
And naps.
Okay.
In order to grow financially, because I may need to take on another position or job in order to be debt-free.
Okay, yeah. Debt-free, another debt-free person. Amen? I got one in the back.
I have a small question.
Okay.
So why is it when it's time to grow, it seems like certainty is the first thing that goes out the window? It just seems like there's questions that come along with the growth that you really don't have answers to. What is that about?
That's where faith comes in.
Okay.
Because if I knew the answers, then I wouldn't have to have faith.
Okay.
So, and then there's also a back part of that is whenever the system realizes you want to change, the system that you lived in don't like that. Yeah. Because they knew exactly where Wayne was going to be on Monday at 6 o'clock. So whenever change is introduced to our mindset, what happens is there's a fight going on because I like you the way you were. If you want to test this, all you got to do is grow and then try to meet people that you used to talk to. They're going to ask you what's wrong with you. And why are they asking you what's wrong with you? Because you used to pay their bill. You used to go out with them and you would treat them. Now all of a sudden when you go out with them and they say, well, yeah, you know, you got it? Nope. There it is. Thanks for the sword. Thanks for that sword of the spirit right there. So your system does not want change to take place because it knows that you no longer need it. You follow me? I mean, this ain't real. All right, so number three, we feed our mind into a mindset or a stronghold. The way we think a certain way, and then that thought becomes a way to live. So what the Holy Spirit gave me was, and write this down, mindset is the way of thinking, but a stronghold is a way of living. Now, strongholds can be good or bad. It can be good or bad. You can have a negative stronghold, or you can have a positive one. Like for some people, they've been going to church all their life. Stronghold. That's a good stronghold, right? He said, forsake not the assembly of us together as the man or some are. So on Sunday, when it's time to go to church, a person who has a stronghold of making sure they go to church and get the word, they're going to show up for church. That's a given. They might be somewhere else. Like if my wife and I, when we go out of town, we still will make sure we have access to watching ministry. I got a hand back here and a hand over here. I got one in the back.
Mine said they're willing to sacrifice their pride.
Oh, glory. Who needs to sacrifice that? Glory to God. Let's pray then. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, pride came up. So, as a result of that, we just thank you in advance that we make a decision by the rising of our hand that we're tired of pride. Because pride says, I don't need God. Pride says, I know how to get it done. Pride says that I'm the one that has made my destiny the way that it is. So, Father, right now we renounce that spirit of pride and all that goes along with it, which is arrogance. And it says that I'm better than God. So we curse it at its root, render it powerless to come to pass against us anymore. And, Father, we just thank you that we walk in newness of life, because that's the life that you paid the ultimate price for. And when you hung on the cross and you died and rose again, you put pride as dead. And we just thank you in advance that we have a new lifestyle of walking in your freedom without pride. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tell the person thanks. So I'm just listening to God, just like that. I'm just listening to what God said. He said, go ahead and pray about that. Because of all the people who raised their hand, more was supposed to. But what they did was they agreed with the prayer. And I got one right here.
All right, so my question is, a mindset as a way of thinking. So say if you have done something, you know, for months or years or something like that, for example.
Give me real time.
I'll give you real time. So say it's been, 3 or 4 years, and, you get excited about uncluttering the house or uncluttering things, and you make some progress, but then you don't complete the process.
Okay.
Is there a timeline on it? Because it took 3 years to do it. Will it take 3 years to unclutter it, or how does that work?
Okay, so it's been proven. This is another fact. It's been proven that people have always believed it takes 21 days for a habit to form, but it's not 21 days anymore. What they found out is that it's how often you do it. So if you're doing something 3 times a day, it won't take 21 days for that, okay? But what you want to do is you want to go back to the situation. See, when I repent, when you repent, what you're doing is, let me buy a sheet of paper. Reverend, let me buy this for a second. Oh, you can just leave all of it, God. Just hand me the whole book, please. Thank you. When I started on the house and I was cleaning, I was uncluttering, okay? And so what happened when I stepped away, I had all these things left. So what will happen is if I go back to that scene without repenting, then what happens is I'm picking up in the mess that I left. But when I repent, I go from this to this. So my mind won't grab this anymore. It'll grab the repentant state of mind. So that's why you just heard me repent about overeating. Because my mind didn't go back to the weight. It went back to this new place. You got me? Okay. Everybody got that? Thank you. All right. So mindset is a way of thinking. And a stronghold is a way of living. Jealousy is a stronghold. See, the difference between a mindset is you think the process. But when you have a stronghold, your whole body is involved in it. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you can feel it. It's like a boxer when he's boxing or she's fighting. Then they feel the blows. When you enter a stronghold, you feel the blows. So you're not just jealous in your head and in your heart. You're jealous over your whole body. So that's one of the characteristics of a stronghold. You feel it overall. Okay? It's not just in your head. It's not just in your heart. Your body becomes part of that. There is a famous cyclist that you know of, and he got banned from cycling. Well, in the beginning, the mindset was, I like to win. When it became a stronghold, it's, I will win at all costs. Now, that means that I'm riding beside you, and we're going for the finish line, and if I have to elbow you and you hit a wall, I don't care if you're going 45 miles an hour on the bike. If you die, I still won. That's a stronghold when it's to the point where you will do it at all costs. But it didn't start out like that. It started out how? I like to win. This is fun. I think I can do this. You know, Kobe Bryant, he was at a place where he was guarding, and I'm not a sports guy, so y'all help me out if y'all know what I'm talking about. Before he got the title Mamba, he was playing against someone, and he had a situation with his wife, and some financial things were going on, and they were talking about taking contracts away from him. And he went out, and he was playing against a good player, and he made no points for the first half. And I saw this. And, they even put it up on the screen because they knew I was going to talk about it. I'm talking about renewing the mind. And so they put it up on the screen and they said, this is what Kobe Bryant said to himself in the locker room. He says, I'm not in charge of whether they take my contracts, for the different contracts he had. Not basketball contract. I don't know what they're going to do with me. But the one thing I can control is basketball. He came out in that second half, and what he did was he made 30 points in the second half. And what ended up happening was they didn't know what had happened to this guy. I mean, from that moment on, his average was 30 points. What was it? His self-talk. He made a decision. I can control this. What can you control? That's why I'm talking about the mind. Stop blaming people for how you think. Yes, somebody said something ugly to you. But what is your decision? What is your perspective on what they said? Remember how I showed you like this, where you can just add every time your mind thinks, it has to grab something similar to itself? But when you say stop, no, we're not thinking that. I'm choosing this. I don't rebuke thoughts, I replace thoughts. There's something about your mind when you say no, I'm not doing this anymore. Just replace it. Because the mind is going to figure out why you use the word no. I'm just showing y'all what works. What you're thinking about now will be what you are thinking about next. Y'all grab that thing. Somebody's thinking about breakfast right now. And, okay, so, all right, so y'all help me. This side help me, this side help me. Okay, we're going to start out with, I'm going to start out with eggs. What you going to add to?
Bacon.
Bacon. Oh, wait a minute now. What about this side? So this side, I can't even wait. Go ahead. So I got eggs. This side said bacon. What else am I adding? Coffee. Butter toast. What else? Apples. Toast and jelly. Sausages. See what they think about? See what y'all thinking about? Fried potatoes. And if I stay here, so far, let's get back to the word. Because if I didn't change it, what were y'all going to do? Yeah. Next day I know it's breakfast. I mean, it's lunchtime. Y'all be talking about lunch. So think about whatever you're thinking about now will be what you're thinking about next. It's real, guys. It's real. So what are you thinking about? Well, you know, I wish he would move on to another subject. Man, you know, what else are we thinking about? I mean, just because you say it, that's not you thinking. What am I going to do after service today? Yes, ma'am.
About yesterday,
okay.
Had a bad review at a doctor's appointment, uh-huh. But my husband and I are staying in agreement that this is a lie. They
okay.
Don't know what they're talking about. So.
Okay. All right. Amen. And we stand in agreement with you. Have the doctors ever missed it?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Huh? Somebody said, how many times? Huh?
Medical practice.
Medical practice. What do you mean? Give me a mic over there. What do you mean medical practice?
Yeah, so practice, you can practice wrong.
Ooh, okay.
You can get it wrong okay. While you're practicing okay. Because it's a practice.
It's a practice.
It's not an expertise. It's okay. Not a, you're not God. You don't know everything.
Amen. Okay.
They get sick, too.
They get sick, too?
So if it was a absolute, then they wouldn't be sick.
Ooh, okay. All right. She went there, didn't she? I mean, why did you get a second opinion? Because they weren't sure about the first one. Oh, come on down. Let me mind my own business. Let me mind my own business. I'm talking about Jesus. Okay. Yes, sir. Get a mic right here. What you're thinking about now will be what you're thinking about next.
I remember years ago, my mother was telling me that the doctor told her that she couldn't have any children.
Okay.
She got pregnant 13 times.
Oh, come on now. Okay. I guess he missed that one. I guess he was wrong.
But
what if your mom didn't try? Because the doctor said. Now, bless God, doctors. Doctors have worked with people. Doctors have helped people. I ain't talking about the profession.
So my colonel in high school used to say, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent.
Okay. All right. Mm. In your face. All right. So what are you thinking about? I want you to, what are you thinking about that situation you faced with? Because whatever you're thinking about that, you're going to have to add something to it next. And it's going to do it by itself, with or without you. So you got to interrupt the thought and replace it. Y'all ready for this one? You find what you're looking for. You chose this church because you found what you were looking for. You didn't tell me you went to five other churches. But we find what we're looking for. If you want to find pastor messing up, I could pronounce something wrong. I could quote a scripture that didn't go along with you. And I told you I wouldn't be trusting that pastor because he quoted that scripture wrong. If you're looking for grace, you can find it. If you're looking for mercy, you can find it. But if you're looking to judge, you can find that. You can find somebody that you just, yeah, everything they do is wrong. Uh-oh, in your relationship, anybody ever found what they were looking for? And they found out they were wrong? That went real quiet. That one is like, okay, they just knew. They went to the next thought. Pastor going to get on that. What are you looking for? What are you looking for in your life? What are you looking for in your ministry? What are you looking for in your relationships? What are you looking for in your finances? What are you looking for in your children? One mother said, Lord, have mercy. So y'all want to ask her what she's looking for? No, we don't want to know. You find what you're looking for. I mean, Curly knows me. She knows I was in art school, got my degree in art, minor in photography. And so we dealt with a professor that would take off for 1/100th of an inch. When we had to draw something, when we had to do a mechanical drawing. And so that made me extremely picky. So I would go to a store. She gave me to say something. I go to a store. Let me check this out. Go to a store. So I pick up a shirt. And I'm looking to see where those lines straight. Because it might have some thread hanging off on the edge. Now, if that professor took off a 1/100th of an inch, and I got to pay for this shirt, I might pick up 2 or 3. That's just me. That's me. I can confess. I can acknowledge when I got an issue. And Curly said, well, you find the best one, and she'll go on to something else. She'll go on to something else. She leave me right there. She just go on. But sometimes when she getting something, she just say, okay, Paul, you go through it, see what we got. So if I'm looking to find that line is crooked, do I find it? Yeah. Yes. But now that I got delivered, see, y'all thought I stayed there, see? What are you looking for? I'm serious. That's a real question. I'm not going to leave until we get there. What are you looking for? I give a topic. What are you looking for in relationships? Now I know you some of us are married, but what are you looking for in relationships? Maybe you want just a friend, same sex, whoever you are. Y'all understand why that's important, right? Okay, what are you looking for in relationships? Y'all call it out to me. On the chat line, let me know. What are you looking for? And what have you looked for? What are you looking for, but what have you looked for? Because Mr. Right or Miss Right might have come your way, but you were looking at them compared to your past. So when God is bringing something in your life, he brings what's new. If what's old shows up, it's a counterfeit. Minding my own business. Y'all understand what I'm saying? If that person reminds you of that other person, uh-oh. Because if you knew, why wouldn't you want something new? This side excited. But anyway, let me go down to that.
Honesty and good mental health.
Okay, honesty and good mental health. And why did you say good mental health? Why is that important?
Let me see how I can say that. To make sure they're normal. I don't know how I want to say it.
Okay, I got you. Yes. Okay. Good mental health means that I don't have to explain everything that I do. I'm just breaking it down to this bare minimum. Y'all have dealt with people like that where you have to explain everything you do? It's like, yeah, well, let's go get some ice cream. Well, why do you want to get ice cream? Because I want ice cream. Let's go to the movie. Why you want to go to the movie? Tyler looking at TV? They draining. Y'all know that, right? You got to explain everything. If you went this way, they want you to go that way. Good mental health means, you know, just get us there. Get us there alive. Okay? I was telling somebody that they just freaked out when they found out that Curly and I would go to the movies together and go to two separate movies. We'll say, okay, honey, we look and time how, what time the movie start and all that. And then we say, okay, well, we'll just meet outside over here. And they were freaking out. Well, since you're married, should you be going to the same movie? If she don't like sci-fi and I don't like this, why should she go to us? Why should you ask someone to go with you to something they don't want to go to? Because they thinking about what's next, right? When will this be over? They're not going to enjoy the popcorn. Okay? I know this is not spiritual, but this is real stuff. Can't get comfortable in the seat. You ever invited somebody to church and you couldn't enjoy church because you watched and see what their reaction is? Raise your hand if that's you. Anybody? Okay. Yeah. And like, you know, you scared. You don't even raise your hand in praise and worship. You normally worship, but it's like, what are they going to think about me raising my hand? You know, they lack it. And you're scared to ask them. Your hope is that you didn't invite them. I mean, in the sense of you didn't go pick them up. Because then you got to drive all the way home with them. And you're thinking, can I ask them? Why go through all that? Invite them and then let them drive. They come in, they're not if they're not. But why should you endure something that, you know, someone should love you enough to say, hey, you don't have to watch this. You know, I'll meet you outside. So I'm talking to somebody that likes to make people go with them. So just take a note of that and go the next time, okay? We going together. We're going to ride together. But honey, you go that way and I go this way. We meet you. And then when you get in the car, y'all talk about the movies y'all enjoy. That's just one thing, a movie. What else do you make somebody or try to get somebody to do that they don't want to do? It's called resentment, guys. Y'all know what resentment is, huh? Resentment. It starts to build up. Resentment is little things over time, and then those little things over time becomes anger. And you want, divorce don't take place instant. It's little things over time. And once that time is up, then it went over to anger, and it's over. Y'all got it? Any other questions? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What are you looking for?
And I was going to say, I was looking for friends, right? Like in the beginning, when I first started coming here, I used to say all the time, I'm looking for friends, need some new friends, because my old friends don't want me no more.
Okay.
And, well, no, because I'm here. You okay, know, gotcha. You know how that goes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so then I started noticing, so I did tell the Holy Spirit I wanted more diverse friends.
Okay.
People that look different than what that's I'm good. Used to, different colors. So, but then I noticed that when I was getting people, like, coming to me, they weren't Christians.
Okay.
And it would always be very subtle things that they would say. And I would know, oh, man.
Okay.
You know, like, oh, I like you, but you don't know Jesus.
Okay.
So I guess I need to be more specific.
Okay, all right.
In what I'm looking for in a friend.
Okay, that's very good. And there are people you can lead to Christ, okay? So as a result of meeting those people that you found out, oh, they're not in, be open to leading them to Christ and then see where that goes. Fair enough?
Okay.
Okay, all right. But the whole thing is, whoever has the strongest personality, that's the one who will shift. So you meet somebody and you say, hey, they you know, I like them, get to know them. They're not Christians. I like to get a chance to know them. If their personality is stronger than yours, what will happen is you'll, for lack of a better word, dumb down your Christianity so you can be accepted by wherever they are. Okay? I got another question over here.
I'm wanting mutually beneficial relationships.
Okay.
So people who are not takers.
Ooh, okay. Anybody, you guys ever known any takers? Yeah. And so why you say not takers? What does that mean to you?
Because I've experienced that a lot where people identify you as a giver.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's not giving money, gotcha. It's giving resources, time, talent, whatever it is. There seems to not be a return.
Right, gotcha. Okay.
It's like, oh, okay. And there's an expectation at some point. Like, this is who we are together. So why are you trying to switch up? Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and that's why change is a challenge. That's why most people don't like you to change. Because you paid all the time. You bought me stuff. Amen? I like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. So, Father, we thank you that we come to a place where we find what we're looking for. We tried every other way other than to try the Lord Jesus Christ. We tried drugs. We tried alcohol. We tried sex. We tried relationships. We tried all these things to get us to only where you could take us, and that is into your presence and into glory and into salvation. Because none of those things ever died for us, but you did. So for those who want to go a different way, want to go in a different direction, want to find out what it's like to be in a level of peace, of glory, of rest, and our assurance of salvation, just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Your word says in Acts 2:21, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus, I call on your name now. I ask you to come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Therefore, according to your word, I am now saved. In Jesus' name.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.